From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Bangladeshi security forces storm a restaurant to try to rescue hostages in Dhaka. The French news agency says security forces, including commandos, stormed the restaurant in the capital where dozens of people, including foreigners, had been held by suspected Islamic State militants. According to an AFP photographer at the scene, the sound of a massive gunfight could be heard as security forces launched the operation more than 10 hours after the hostages were taken. Heavily armed militants had overtaken the restaurant in the diplomatic zone on Friday night. Two policemen were killed. At least 26 people were wounded in a gun battle. The Islamic State did claim responsibility for it. The Bangladeshi authorities, or that is, a news agency affiliated with the Islamic State group, posted photos purportedly showing the bodies of hostages lying in pools of blood. The authenticity of the pictures could not be independently confirmed. A White House official said President Barack Obama was briefed on the attack by his chief counterterrorism advisor. The president was asked to be kept informed as the situation develops. A State Department spokesman said the United States is in contact with the Bangladesh government and has offered its assistance to bring those responsible to justice. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed Islamic State's deputy minister of war and a military commander in Mosul last month. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said that the attack killed Basim Muhammad Ahmad Sultan al-Bajari, who oversaw the militant group's capture of Mosul. Hatim Talib al-Hamoudi, an ISIL military commander, was also killed. This is VOA News. The White House has released a long-anticipated report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside active conflict zones, saying between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between 2009 and 2015. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama announced a new executive order aimed at providing additional information on efforts to avoid civilian casualties and to catalog and disclose those that do occur.
The president believes that our counterterrorism strategy is more effective and has more credibility when we're as transparent as possible.
The report covers drone strike deaths that occurred in places outside what the administration called areas of active hostilities. That includes Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia, but not strikes in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents who are looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. Speaking in Colorado Friday, Lynch insisted that career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice are acting independently and that their probe predates her tenure as Attorney General.
In my role as Attorney General, there are cases that come up to me. I am informed of them from time to time. This case, as you know, has generated a lot of attention. I'll be informed of those findings as opposed to never reading them or never seeing them. Mm-hmm. But I will be accepting their recommendations and their plan for going forward.
Lynch also said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton, the presidential candidate's husband. Meanwhile, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump said the airplane meeting was a sign of Hillary Clinton's dishonesty.
You know, when I first heard the story, I said, no, you're kidding. I don't believe it. I thought somebody was joking. But it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's a very serious thing. And to have a thing like that happen is so sad.
Many Republican lawmakers have said the meeting might have compromised the email investigation. President Barack Obama said Friday that an effective vaccine for the Zika virus could be developed in what he called fairly short order if the Congress acts quickly to approve the budget needed for the research and the vaccine itself. The Obama administration has submitted a budget request of $1.9 billion to Congress. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a birth defect called microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and damaged brains. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.